God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and God bless even you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you allow it. God will blow your mind and transform your entire life, the life that you thought that you were living. God will show you that He has a more excellent way for you to live. We are grateful to God for 7 years. 7 years as of today, the Power Nugget was birthed, and God has been gracious and kind to us throughout these 7 years. And as He has done every Wednesday in the last 7 years, let us talk to the Lord so that He can speak to us. Our gracious God and our Lord, God, we magnify You and we bless Your name on today, God. God, we thank You for 7 years. We thank You, God, for how You've spoken to us. We thank You for how lives have been changed. We thank You for how lives have been transformed in these 7 years. We thank You for how You have illuminated dark places in our lives in these 7 years. And God, we know that if You give us 7 more, You'll speak to us even the more on Wednesday mornings. Now, God, as we prepare to hear Your word on today, God, we're praying as always, God, that You would speak to us, God, that our ears would be open to hear what You have to say to us, that our hearts would be ready to receive what You have to say to us. Oh, God, God, thank You. Thank You for those that have joined in on this morning to hear what You have to say, oh, God. Father, we pray, God, that You would speak to them, oh, God. Speak to them in the places they need to be spoken to. God, wake them up, oh, God, from a place of complacency. God, shake them up from a place of despondency. Oh God, God, move them, oh God, into a place of action. And then, God, remind them that they have a reason to still yet praise and glorify You. And God, it is in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray and ask it all. Amen and amen. Again, we bless the Lord for You being with us on today. This is one of those anniversaries that you don't put a flyer or a post out about. It's one of those that show up in your calendar reminders. And again, 7 years today, the Lord birthed the Midweek Power Nugget, and we are grateful to Him for that. On this morning, our journeys take us to Matthew, the 14th chapter, starting at the 22nd verse. Matthew, the 14th chapter, starting at the 22nd verse. This is a familiar passage of Scripture to many. We will read from the New American Standard Bible. Whatever Bible you're reading from might read a little differently, and it reads as follows. Immediately He made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of Him to the other side, while He sent the crowds away. After He had sent the crowds away, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. And when it was evening, He was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, He came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to Him, "Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water." And He said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But seeing the winds, He became afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out His hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped Him, saying, "You are certainly God's Son." And the word of the Lord is blessed. We're going to stop right there. So on this morning, you all, I had a number of titles to put on this, but I believe the title that I'm going to rest on today is, I want you to declare this to yourself. It's time for me to get a divorce. It's time for me to get a divorce. Now, for some of you all who are thinking that I am, encouraging divorce from in marriage or divorcing from a significant other, that is not what I am talking about. It is time for us to get a divorce from our fear, from our anxiety, from our concern of the unknown. It's time to get a divorce from anything that might be hindering us from walking on the water. I hope somebody's catching it on this morning. It's time to get a divorce from anything that's keeping us from walking on the water. You all do realize that many times in life, there's going to be unknowns. There's nothing in this world that we know everything there is to know about life. And you all, this scripture should be encouragement to the believer when we go through the storms of life. I want you to consider this. Everything that we are going through right now, most things that we're dealing with, are things that have either blindsided us, things that we thought might go one way and they ended up going another way, or we knew we weren't supposed to go there, but yet and still, we went anyway. And so we have to look at it from the perspective of, is that always a bad thing? I mean, think about it. You would still be in the fifth grade if you were concerned of going to middle school, if you allowed the fear of middle school to paralyze you. Because sometimes what we'll do, you all, is to not move into the next leg or next phase of our lives. We'll do something in the current phase to deviate us or to stop us from having to go to the next phase of our lives. Is anybody with me? So you all, there are some assurances. There are some assurances that we can find in this passage of Scripture. Again, we're familiar with the passage of Scripture where Peter tells the Lord, if it's you, beckon me to come out of this boat and to walk on water like you. Jesus did exactly what he asked for. Sound familiar? Did exactly what he asked for. And then when he realized what he was doing, he started to sink. Some of us have felt the same way. God, if you would just give me this job, I know I'll be able to walk on water. God, if you just let me marry this boo thing, male or female, I know I'll be able to walk on water. God, if you just let me close on this house, I know I'll be able to walk on water. God, if you just let me preach, come on, this is not just about life's things, but we're even talking about ministry. God, if you just give me an opportunity to preach, I just know I'll be able to walk on water. But here's the reality of it, you all. Nothing that we do enables us to walk on water. Oh, I hope somebody got that. I hope that helps somebody. For those of you all who have been feeling as though you've been failing at something that you've been trying to work at, something you've been trying to strive at, something that you've been able to accomplish, and it seems like it is an unattainable task, let me encourage you on today. Nothing that you do, I hear you, God, nothing that we are able to accomplish in this life is through our efforts, through our will, through our power. The Bible says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So if we keep trying to accomplish something within our own capacity, that's the reason why we keep failing. So if we want to walk on water, the first thing we've got to do is talk to the one who made the winds, the waters, and the waves. Come on in here. We need to make sure that we're connected to him, because he would be the only one that would compel us, that would urge us to do something that we would not normally do. Notice what the scripture said in verse 22. It says immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat. He made them. Made means he compelled them. He urged them. Do you know that God will make us launch out into things we would not necessarily do? So you got to remember that God brought you to this place. Yes, he did. God brought you to this place. But as much as you need to be encouraged that God brought you to this place, guess what? God can bring you out. Yes, he'll bring you out of this place as well. Did Jesus know that that storm was coming? Absolutely. Did he deliberately direct them into the storm? Yes. Because guess what? The disciples, and his believers, we are safer in the storms in God's will than on the land with crowds of people that are out of God's will. Ah, you never thought about that, have you? Come on. When they were on the water, they were actually obeying God. Might seem strange and odd that obeying God could get you into some calamity, but don't you realize that God saw the calamity before you did? And he is ready, willing, and able to bring us out of those storms. See, that's why we got to get divorced from our fear, y'all, divorced from our anxiety, because God knows the storms that we ride in. Huh? Yes, he does. So he was in, and think about it, Jesus was actually in a storm with the disciples before. Yeah. See, if you look at how the book of Matthew was written, Jesus was in a storm with them in a boat in Matthew 8. We already hear at Matthew 14. So they know what Jesus is capable of. Because they've seen it before. But isn't that just like us? We know what God is capable of, but yet and still, we still get concerned. We still get worried. We still get, our anxiety level still goes through the roof. Y'all, that's why we got to get divorced. We got to file for divorce. File for divorce from your fear, from the unknown. You all, because God has us. He's praying for us. The Bible says in Romans that Jesus makes intercession for us. That's why the Bible says he sent the disciples in the boat. He sent the crowds away, and it says that he went to the mountain by himself to pray. Do you think he was just praying for himself and by himself? He was praying for those that he put out on the water as well. Let me ask you this. If you knew Jesus Christ was in the next room praying for you, wouldn't that give you new courage to endure the storms of life and to do what God has told you to do? Of course it would. He's not in the next room, but he's in heaven interceding for you. He sees our needs, you all. He knows our fears, and he is in control of the situation. Not only that, but you all, he doesn't wait for us to get out of the storm to come to him. He comes to us. Isn't that what the word says? They thought he was a ghost, but Jesus was walking out on the water, walking towards them in the middle of the storm. Jesus always comes to us in the storm of life. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, when you pass through the waters, I will be there with you. He may not come at the time we think he should come, because he knows when we need him the most. Oh, I hope this is helping somebody today. Listen, you all, Jesus came to them on the water to show the disciples that the very thing that they feared was to him, only a rug, only a carpet, only a staircase for him to come to them. We fear stuff only to discover that the situations that we're fearing are those very experiences that bring us close to God. Why? Because they drive us to our knees. Anybody listening to me on today, let me keep going. You all, these storms, these challenges that we are married to, they really help us grow. How do I know that? Because had Peter not seen Jesus out on that water, he would not have said, if it's you, call me to come out the boat. It wasn't you all that Peter didn't believe that it was Jesus. It was because he took his eyes off of God. That's what the word of God says. He said he saw the wind. That's when he became afraid. What are you looking at today that has caused you to take your eyes off Jesus? The last thing that we need to say, that I need to say, is that he will see us through. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And whatever Jesus starts in us, he completes. They walked on the water together and they went back to the boat. Y'all, I need you today to file for divorce. File for divorce from your fear. File from divorce from your past. File from divorce from anything that's keeping you from getting out your boat. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Lord God, we glorify you on today. God, we bless your name. God, we thank you on today for reminding us that all we need to get out of that boat is to trust you. Help us as we go about our day today. Let this word resonate in our hearts and spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day. In Jesus' name.